Smile Empty Soul here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Smokey's Edibles. If you watch the show, you probably already heard of them. They sponsor a lot of episodes, but go to your nearest dispensary, check them out. They are nationwide, opening in, I think they are doing Illinois. I think that just happened or it's about to happen also. So if you're in Illinois, you can also get them. Obviously, if you're in Missouri, do it. That's where I'm from. But and if you're in the United States at all watching this, Smokey's Edibles, go to the website in the description. Check them out more. Check out their flavors. Check out quality. Try them for yourself. They're some of the best edibles, if not the best edibles I've had. And I mean, I ate them for months straight, so they're pretty good. I would advise that. But yeah, check them out. Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah, but also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking, they said your shit looks whack, it looks weird, they can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now, and the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description, go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
Hi, I'm Danny from 710 Glass. Come check my shop out. This is our Capone rig, 10 mil joint, smoke out of his head.
I'm AJ over at 710. This is our Puffco selection. This is a Peak Pro. It is completely Bluetooth compatible to your phone. You can control it completely from your phone. Lights, how long you want your session duration, what you want it to burn at.
Hi, I'm Jay at 710. Come check out our large selection of American hand pipes and American made glass.
Dude, we have everything.
Hey, welcome back to the best show, your favorite podcast, whatever terminology you use. We have Joe Exotic calling in here in a little bit. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, fucking classic Mercury retrograde, bro. It's just funny how technology just starts glitching the fuck out. Every time there's a retrograde, I've noticed. Even at Coachella, I just heard that all the sound was fucked and it kept fucking turning up. So we just tried to FaceTime with him, and this fucking bullshit website came up and just kind of tried to cockblock the shit out of us. And so we're going to work around that and have him call in instead. It would have been cool to see his face, but I'm sure he'd be down to come back on the show when it's working and do actual, give us some FaceTime, but at least we're going to get him on the phone. I'm really excited about this.
That should be cool. He's saying check out joeexoticofficial.com/pages evidence. He has evidence of his innocence. He wanted to talk about, I think, at some point.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know. That'll be interesting to hear him tell. Should we call me shortly?
Cool. Fuck yeah. Well, I guess anyone who doesn't know, if you guys watched the Netflix show, The Tiger King, it was a huge, huge show during COVID. Joe Exotic basically owned and ran a tiger/big cat zoo in Texas, I believe, right? I think it was Texas.
Was it Oklahoma? Yeah.
I remember there was an episode where one of the cat, well, I don't think it was his cat, but there was they were saying that sometimes because a lot of people out there actually have big cats. Sometimes they would get like loose and shit and people would like freak the fuck out. But I mean, I love tigers are actually my favorite animal. Growing up, like, albino tigers were my favorite. And so I've always felt like a really strong connection to big cats. They're definitely, like a spirit animal of mine that I feel really connected to. And so I can't imagine what he would be like. I mean, just watching the show itself, you could see how docile and like, I mean, don't get me wrong. They're wild animals and they will fuck you up. But that one girl got her arm bit off. So, but I think that if you raise the cat, like the cats from birth, like they're just like big cats and I fucking love cats. So, it would have been a really interesting experience to work with big cats and like grow up and raise them. I think that's really fascinating personally.
No, definitely. It's like, it's a wild industry. I only learned about it from the documentary. Like I didn't know about tigers before watching this at all. Like it was like,
yeah,
it was wild. It was the only thing we were allowed to do. Like our government like banned us.
Yeah. It was like the only new show too, because like no one was filming. Like I think that there was like a writer's strike going on, I think, during that time as well. So like there was like no new shows coming out during COVID. Everyone was scared that they were gonna die if they stepped outside their apartment and breathed in some air, which is retarded. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. That really was like the only thing people could watch, and it was entertaining. He is such a character. Like him as a person and a character, it's like you couldn't have like made up someone so like just charismatic and interesting, you know what I mean? Like he's gay and he's also like kind of like he has this cowboy vibe. The way he dressed was super, I fucking love that shit. Like he was just so extra and just, I love his honesty and his authenticity. Like he really just didn't give a fuck. Like I fucking love that. Like it yeah.
Dude, yeah, that's great. That's a wild time. He had like, I think he had two husbands. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Well, God, one of them accidentally ended their life, which is super sad.
Well, I don't know what's worse being. I never. Hopefully he calls and we'll find out more about his relationships and stuff. But no, we got a, I don't know, like he's a wild guy, man. Was he like selling like expired meat or something? Like he was selling, like he was like making pizza out of like expired meat or something. Like,
oh my God, wait. Yeah, weren't they? It was like the meat that they were throwing out at markets, they were like repurposing or something, right?
Yeah, he's like the Nick Cusimano of Oklahoma. My buddy Nick's like that. My buddy Nick's like just does the same weird stuff.
That's so funny. Well, hey, any chance you get to save a buck? I mean, his parents probably grew up in the Great Depression. That's something like my grandparents would fucking be like, oh, it's not. Like my grandpa would like eat moldy bread. He's like, oh, just scrape the mold off. Like it's like this mentality, like who gives a shit? Like it's not going to kill you. Like you'll be fine. Like
that shows we just walk around shooting stuff too. Like he'd sell like a revolver. It's like
blowing just, like, shit up.
He's like running for president too. I think he's running for as well. He's a libertarian.
Yeah,
libertarian.
That's right.
Governor.
Yeah.
He was a governor. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Too. Like that was that's crazy. Like, Oklahoma's like the Wild West with like shopping centers.
It really is. The only time I've been to Oklahoma was when I was in a residential rehab, like in high school, and I fucking hated it. The bugs were huge. Like. There's like tarantulas and shit walking around. Like I didn't even know that was like a thing. That I thought the only tarantulas lived in like the forest, like in Africa or some shit. But no, like they're just like walking around, like you know, doing tarantula shit, which is so weird to me. And like there's the tornado season, which is also like I just don't fuck with that. Like you know, I thought like earthquakes were bad, but then like sitting through a tornado, like I was like scared for my. I was legitimately scared for my life. Like, I don't know if I can handle this kind of weather. It's also just so humid and muggy out there. Like in the summertime, it's just like, dude, I honestly don't know how people, I don't know how people do it.
Oh, we were wrong. No, he just had meat from Walmart. Okay. That's way different than someone's saying in the comments. Like, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So wait, hold on. It was the Walmart gave them meat that wasn't sellable, but it wasn't. But oh, okay. 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 Yeah, that's right. They were repurposing it basically. Like, okay. He threw a lot of stuff to the animals. Okay. That's honestly really smart though. Like, cause I feel like markets get rid of a lot of shit that's not bad just because it look like, even if it's past the expiration date, like it's not technically bad because they put the expiration date like a week or two before it actually even goes bad just to like kind of save their own ass. You know what I mean? But, yeah, markets and shit, they waste so much food and shit, you know?
That's crazy. Like tigers,
at least it was going for something.
those tigers are eating better than everybody else. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should be calling soon if you're watching. Like, I feel like it's like a, this is like a prank. I was like, "Like, trust us, it'll be here. It'll be." It's just like
10 hours later, any minute now.
Like seeing people get mugged outside. Like, yeah, outside. But, so no, you should be soon. It's good. It's crazy. So he has a lot. Apparently, the website blows a lot of evidence of being an issue and stuff. Which you feel like not letting people sit in a cage forever. That's crazy. I don't know.
Say that again. The website does what?
Obviously, just proves like it says it proves his innocence and stuff too. So like, I mean, that's like, so it's not just like sitting in a cage. It's kind of insane to me.
Oh, you're talking about the website for the evidence?
Hold on. Yeah, yeah. You said yeah. Like they're saying you go to that link right there, Joe Exotic official. We should just check it out. You want to check it out? Or just pull it up. Talk about that before you while you're waiting on him.
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, we'll pull it up right now. It's like so.
I was also reading that Carol Baskin got control of his old zoo.
Yes, she did.
I was like, damn, that's fuck. He hated her. That's like the worst.
They hate each other. She was on the show. I had her on the show like 2 years ago. Like they hate each other. Like it's great. Like
oh, I don't know.
I only know the TV show of both of them. I don't know as individuals or anything. I'm on. I just put it's like.
The funniest thing I saw was that he like sent, he put a bunch of like snakes in her mail or some shit. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
What do you do?
He put like a bunch of snakes in her mailbox or some shit. Like crazy. He just like went out of his way to fuck with her. I thought that shit's so funny. I'm like, that's the kind of shit I did when I was like a child. Like I would have the worst neighbors and we would just do fuck like, yeah. Like, is this guy my spirit animal? What the fuck?
He's the king of all tigers, like, you know, so.
Oh,
she's
fuck
sold,
yeah.
She sold it. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Like, I like
how. Oh, she sold the.
Yeah, the property.
She sold the farm or the.
Yeah, yeah.
The thingamabob. Damn.
So he'll get, basically, he'll be calling us any second. We're basically trying to reach him in prison. I guess he's calling us on a prison phone or something. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
But I, yeah, I don't know how he's calling. He's gonna be calling us shortly. I just got a text. I appreciate everybody.
Okay, maybe him calling in is actually a blessing in disguise because maybe he'll be able to talk longer than he would have if he was FaceTiming. So you never know.
True. Yeah. No, that's really cool. So they said he'd call like within like very shortly to like not that long. He's waiting on his
but like in the next 2 hours.
So we'll check out what's this website even saying. So we're like past. Okay. So what do we?
Okay.
We learned still what we want to learn. If anybody in the comments could dumb this down for us too, I mean, obviously we're open to that.
Yeah, I don't know how to really read, so, you know, that's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's not a lot of pictures, honestly.
Yeah, so, I'm like, I need pictures to understand what the fuck's going on. Every time I do, like, get directions or, like, you know, the instructions for something, like, I breeze right past the words and I just look at the picture. I'm like, okay, I get this.
So if anybody in the comments was to dumb that down for us a little bit too, I'm reading it obviously, but I mean Lucy soon.
Oh, like he didn't get a fair trial, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That an appeal bias. Yeah, there's I guess an appeal going on. They're trying to get his judge disqualified.
Hmm.
So I was saying this too. He joked about the snakes or something. And he
Oh, he didn't. I mean, if he did, I was like, that would be hilarious. That would be like the ultimate. You open your mailbox and there's just a bunch of snakes. Even if I was pissed, I'd still have to be like, okay, I respect, like, you know, the effort. I'm just fucking with someone. Fuck it. Like,
cool. They're relaying to us. They're trying to give them a message and everything. But basically, what happens is something with the video verification thing we're supposed to do with the prison itself didn't come through. So they're going to get him to call us. So if you're watching this,
cool.
Yeah, happen, you know, with,
maybe a line.
This is like a telethon. I feel like it's like a telethon, a Joe Exotic telethon.
Yeah, it probably is a line.
We need to be able to take callers in this time.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been arrested in you know, in the group chat or the fucking whatever the fuck this is, you know, hopefully they understand.
Who's gonna break wait in line? If you're in the comments, who's gonna break him out of jail? I dare everyone watching on Rumble right now to break him out of jail at the same time. I dare you. But
just bum rush that shit.
I've never had a guest that was in prison before, so it's like was in prison while he called. Like, we probably have people that have been in prison, but like not but not like they probably have that live from prison. So that's new.
This is new, yeah. Love it. Love it.
I feel like we're like waiting for our friend to get ready. We're like, yeah, we're trying to like just like,
you know, just like that one girlfriend that takes like 2 hours to get ready. You're like, Jesus, can we just go? They're about to close, bro. Like, fuck.
And then telling like hundreds of people, I'm like, he'll be here. He's coming. Don't worry.
Like the DJ and everyone's like, he'll be here any minute. And people are just like waiting. Like,
the whole reason you came here is going to happen. It's happening. It's just like, oh, it's still happening. No, it's just like, that's just like what it feels like. He's like hyping that up. He's like, well, there's 17 outside. This guy's it's old lady. It's a lot of crime happening outside.
Sick, bro.
Yeah.
Let's see what the chat.
Yeah, what is chat? What is chat?
People commenting. Oh, here we go. Here we go. There's one person. 2000.
Yeah, you know that story way too much. I only seen the show one time.
But. Tell him Hannes is here in the chat room. Hannes. Hashtag free. Okay, who's Hannes? No, he wouldn't. That wasn't. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Hannes, did you know him personally? He got roasted and steaks. It donated cows and horses and meat was not spoiled meat. Okay, blah, blah, blah. She's old. Blah, blah,
blah. Do you remember that blah? Lady that really lost an arm? Yeah, I think he brought that up. That was crazy. Like for the first like half of the season, she has two arms. Like and like, like the second half is like that was crazy.
Oh, the person that worked there that got their arm bit off?
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Hannes. Hi, oh, Hannes.
Hanson.
Okay, sorry, I'm dyslexic. I said, I can't fucking read for shit. So Hanson.
Or a monkey.
Hanson, you know Joe personally or
how do you have a monkey? Like, how you like? What's it like being a billionaire? MNMH2000. What's it like being a billionaire?
Free Joe Exotic Day is April 23rd. So what is that? Free Joe Exotic Day.
Does he get out then, or what's going? Yeah, can we get him out of this? How we get him out of jail?
How do we get him out of this bitch?
You think Biden does pardons? That'd be balling. We're breaking him out.
Joe Free Exotic Day, April 23rd. So what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, let us know in the comments what that means. I'm down to talk about whatever. Obviously hyped. That's gotta be crazy. This guy was like the most watched show during COVID, and I think he was in prison. Was he in prison during that time?
Or was he? That's a good question, actually. I don't know.
Oh, you actually know him too? She knows him from a while ago. That's awesome.
Yes, I know him since way back. Oh, cool. Okay, that's what I was curious because the way you were talking about him, it made it seem like you knew who he was.
Yeah.
So I was curious. So that's interesting. Have you gone to visit him?
That's crazy. Yeah, no, that's really weird, like knowing somebody in person and like seeing them blow up like that too. It's like that was just, like, such a like monument. That was a huge show. That was like
Dude, it was honestly like the biggest show on Netflix at the time.
Yeah.
It really was. Like, it was like every time you go on to Netflix, it was like the main built, you know how they have like the main like show that they're trying to advertise or push or whatever? Like every time it was like, that was the main thing. Plus it was just such an interesting, like eccentric, like story that like you couldn't make that shit up even if you tried. You know what I mean? Like, it's just entertaining. And he's just an entertaining person in general. Like, definitely a character.
I love he's like a gay space cowboy. That's like what it seemed like. It was a cool vibe. I mean, that's very, you know, super modern. Like, the zoo was super clean. He loved his animals. Yeah, dude. I bet, dude. Yeah, all his animals around all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you could kind of see that when in the documentary, like, you could tell that he, you know, gave a fuck about them, you know?
Yeah. That's so fucked up. He's in jail. That's crazy. This guy just like blew up and then was he's in prison. When he, like, well, this is crazy.
They twisted the truth a lot. I'm sure that, like, who knows how they've twisted the shit in the show too. That probably had an influence on the how they came down 9 a.m. street across from the federal courthouse to help free Joe and stop solitary confinement and wrongful convictions. So honestly, solitary confinement is like torture. It really is like psychological torture. Like, you could get brain damage from that. And I mean, I think that that's kind of an inhumane way to deal with. I mean, there's a lot of inhumane fucked up shit happening in prisons and jails and shit. But like that, I don't think is really, I mean, yeah, I agree that there's something a little twisted and fucked up about that. Because the thing is, if you get like more traumatized by being locked up, like how does that, if it's called a correctional facility because it's supposed to correct your behavior, right? Like if you go in and then you become traumatized and more damaged, how is that going to help you be more assimilated into society or be a better version of yourself? Like, you're just going to come out being more fucked up. It's super counteractive.
Yeah, no, it's, I couldn't imagine what people have to deal with there in jail. It's like, that's insane to me and like super sad and crazy to think about.
It is. It's like a whole world that like, and what's crazy is there are some statistics that were like, oh, if you, you're just on for 222. Sorry, I was looking at the time. It's crazy. Like, there's like more people in jail than there are like in, or more people in prison and jails than there are in like colleges. It's crazy. But the thing is that I think they make money off of people being there. Like, yeah. So, which I'm kind of confused as to how that even works, because doesn't it cost money to keep people there too? Like, I think that's why a lot of homeless people just don't give a fuck, because at least they have a place to sleep and like food and shit, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Man, that's crazy to me. That's just sad as fuck.
It really is. Let's see. What did Hansen say? Hold on. Okay. I was staying there once very early before the park opened, and I could see him early in the morning going around loving on his animals alone before the park opened. They ran to him like dogs would. Aw. Solitary confinement has been abused and used for reasons other than what it should be used for. Yeah, I agree. April 23rd is when he will be in court fighting against person who stole his music rights. Oh, that's right. He made them. Oh my God. I totally forgot about the music. Holy shit. I totally forgot about that.
They made like country songs, didn't they, or something?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Well, that's wild.
Ruin the hundreds of people watching. Thank you. We're waiting for Joe Exotic. Appreciate it. Keep commenting. We'll like answer whatever.
Yeah, if anyone else has any information or knows him personally, we'd love to hear some stories or just your input on you know, the situation at hand. Hey, yeah. Gang. Hey, J. Aaron. Ekin? J. Ekin? I don't know. I can't read.
What up,
Jay? I tried. My best shot.
Yeah, yeah, you should be calling. That's crazy. Like, guys, I couldn't imagine being in prison. It just sounds awful. It's just like, I think that's the point now, but it's like,
yeah,
it's just fucking, it's not good. But,
it's like a timeout, but like, you know, like, not really. At least when I was in timeout, like, as a kid, is like you just go to your room and shit. But that still sucked. Yeah. So like,
yeah, but this time I get like raped. Like go in that room and get raped. Like if like this was
yeah.
And it's like you're just like with like 70 horny dudes just like sitting there. Like, this sucks.
Fucking Bubba in the corner. Well, hey, maybe for gays it could be, you know, a whole butthole buffet. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like fuck it. You're like. My friend was telling me that they keep the gays in a different pod, or they keep them separated. Like they don't intermingle like trans and gay people with, but I don't know if that's everywhere, but my friend was telling me because they don't, it prevents people from killing each other because like some of the people will have issues with the gay or trans people and like that'll cause more conflicts between them. But I don't know if that's how it is within his. I wonder how many prisons Joe has been shuffled between in just a few short years. He just got to his new cell. Yeah, I was reading somewhere that he had been kind of moved around a couple times. That in itself is like, you think that, okay, you go to one place, you get used to the rules, used to the guards, used to the people, and then you get moved to a completely different facility. Like, what is the purpose of them moving people around like that? I don't really get that. It's weird.
Yeah, I think he got moved to FMC, the Federal Medical Center, because
he's sick.
Yeah.
He's sick?
God bless him, yeah. Yeah, I forgot what happened, but some cancer. Stage 4 cancer. That's crazy. God bless him. That's crazy.
Oh my God. Wait.
We're really? Watching this pray for that man. Fuck, that's crazy. Like pray. I didn't
Jesus, I did not know that. Holy shit. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Don Lewis was not found. Joe Don Lewis was not found.
Some people are saying that some people are saying that the Carol Sosman was found, some people are saying it's not. Or he was not.
Oh, interesting.
That's the comments debate.
Yeah, because it's like there's no videos of him or talking or like him now. Like, because I was kind of reading briefly, but they used an old photo of him, like an old photo, not like a, hey, this is him, he's not dead. Like, weird. It blows my mind that Joe got all this time for nothing, but rapists and killers get to walk free after 20 years. Honestly, that's so true. You're like, I've seen people get even less time for fucking, like my sister was almost murdered by her boyfriend and me and my sister went to court and testified against him because he attacked me as well. And they didn't convict him of anything. He got to walk free. He didn't get shit. That shit blows my mind. It's like, how is like multiple people are like, yes, this guy's a piece of shit. And he fucking put his hands on her and did this and that. And still that for some reason, people like that just get to walk free, don't get probation, don't get nothing. And then like shit like this, it doesn't really, we're in a weird backwards world. It doesn't make sense to me. Like how some people can get convicted of some shit and then other people get to walk free. Or like, God, what was I watching? There was someone that, oh God, who was it? There was someone that was convicted for something really heinous and they only got like 10 years or some shit. Fuck. Oh man. I can't remember. There was some documentary I was watching, but I was like, holy shit, how did this guy only get like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It was good Netflix show. Looked like he loved his animals. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I picked up good energy from him, honestly, just like from what I picked up watching the show, like I didn't really get the feeling that he was like, I mean, there was that one guy that he was working with that, like, tried to, like, steal his shit, right? Ugh, who's that guy? He, to me, almost seemed like a fucking sex trafficker. He was, like, putting the tigers in, like, suitcases and having, like, sex parties with all these chicks. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He was dressed like how, like, a drug dealer in 2001 would dress.
Yeah. So he gave me bad vibes. I was like, this guy, I don't know, like sex parties, I don't know. I could see him doing some fucked up.
That guy was a cop, right? Like, you're just, like, if that guy came to a party, you're like, that guy's a cop, right? Like,
he looked like a cop.
Dude, yeah.
I don't know. There was something off about him.
If I saw him,
yeah. He honestly looked like a, he struck me as a pedo, honestly. Like,
oh, that's fucked up.
I could see him fucking sex trafficking or some shit. It was just something off about him.
I'm not a pedo dog.
Yeah.
Add excitement to your holidays with Ohio Lottery Holiday Scratch-Offs, including $1 holiday cash and $5 holiday lucky times 10, or holiday bonus millions with a 200 times multiplier and a $2 million top prize. Plus, enjoy second chance drawings where you can win 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times the price of your ticket. Scratch-Offs make the perfect gift, and best of all, there's no wrapping required. Lottery players are subject to Ohio Laws and Commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What was he even weird. In jail for originally? Like, well, what are his actual charges like?
For, I guess, killing tigers.
Oh, shit. Conspiracy to cook a rascal too. That's crazy.
I don't know. But the thing is, like, I'm sure that there were tigers that died in, the whole world of exotic animals is filled with, to the brim with insane characters. Yeah, I could see that.
Seems like sure. That. That's awesome.
Yeah, well,
you gotta be charismatic to want the pictures with the tigers and stuff too. You know what I mean? You have to be some kind of like a certain kind of person to like want that.
Yeah, you gotta be a little out there to even want to fuck with some crazy ass animals like that.
Dude, yeah.
Just be like, fuck it, dude. Like, they all admitted to perjury and signed
affidavits. They all admitted to perjury and signed affidavits saying they lied. Like, why is Joe still in? So basically, all the people that have the chart that like said he did stuff, all said they lied. Like afterwards.
Wow.
That's what the.
So then, who has a hard on for keeping this guy in fucking prison? Other than maybe the guys in prison.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Probably Carol Baskin. He would do a show. Just shit. He just do hella shows, like calling her out all the time and shit. And she's like,
yeah.
It seemed like
he knew like, too Carol much.
Yeah, Carol seems like she knows the law. Carol seems like she knows the law like really well. Like, you know.
Well, also, wasn't her husband like in law or in like a cop or some shit?
The new guy, yeah, I think.
Or like she knew people that worked for the police, right? Like her brother. Wait, her brother was a cop, right? And that's why they think that he was the one who helped her get rid of her husband's body. If I remember correctly, she had like connections with people that were in law enforcement, which would make sense why that fake thing about her husband coming, like, you know, to surface, it could probably be fake. Because if she knows people, if she has family in the law enforcement industry, like, I'm sure that they could just fucking, you know, to try to clear her name or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can do anything all the time if they're mad at you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I don't even want to get involved in their beef, man. I just want to, like, the charges were set up. JoeExoticTV.net has 600 plus unseen videos of them setting Joe. Pay attention to school, especially the audio videos. That's cool. Yeah, so check out JoeExotic.
Wow.
Or TV.net.
That's so sad, dude. It's crazy how many people are getting set up and just, like, framed and shit. Like, just... In this day and age, like, it's so easy to frame people. You could pay like 10 people to claim allegations. It's all word of mouth about somebody and like ruin their entire reputation. And who's to say, like, there's no proof. Who's to say that that's true or that they weren't getting paid off by somebody? You know what I mean? If you have the power and the money, like, you could pretty much, like, you know, do anything to anybody at the end of the day.
Yeah, you could run stories on anything if you're like,
yeah.
As a media, you know, it's like,
that's terrifying. Yeah, and like,
we got hella comments. So, like, Joe, you throwing some older tigers, and I wonder what would get 200 cats over the time. Yeah, I'm not even all that. I don't know, man. That's not, I fucking don't know about all that. Do it your honor. It depends on mine. It's like, I don't understand.
I mean, if you have to like ethically euthanize animals, like, the thing is, I can see it's like kind of like if you have a like, if you're working at an animal shelter and there's so many animals, or there's old animals that are just suffering because they're old, or like you just don't have the room or the, like, you know, capacity to hold all these animals. Like, people put dogs down like weekly at fucking animal shelters. You know what I mean? Like, because they just don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, I feel like that shit's crazy to me. Like, I don't know that, but everybody's got their own, like, thoughts and stuff like that. So, yeah, Joe Exotic will be shortly called from prison. I think he was.
The hitman confessed to trying to kill Joe. they have poor proof and confessions of that. Wow. Oh yeah, that's right. That I forgot about the hitman thing. Holy shit, totally forgot about that aspect of it. When he like had a hitman that was gonna kill Carol or some shit, right?
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was saying that. Somebody was saying that as a lie. It was happening. It's just like I see the comments going back and forth on that. Like, yeah, I'm not. I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy. That's a lot to think about. So that's a lot of drama going down. You know, it's like that's crazy. You know?
Lots of drama. Josue didn't hold a candle to the crazy shit to happen at Canada's marine land. Yeah, true. Or how about like fucking SeaWorld? Like no one at SeaWorld got arrested and they were like stealing fucking like killer whales from like their families and shit and then like putting them in a bathtub and fucking like forcing them to do tricks and shit like that is... No wonder they started killing the trainers. They're like, bitch, I'm in a fucking bathtub. Like, the fuck? Fuck is this? Like, what? It was all set up. Listen to the evidence Joe has. Wow. That's crazy. That's so sad.
Six 600 people are just watching us read comments about Joe Exotic like while we're waiting on him. Like, we're gonna wait on him while we read all his comments about him. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's cool. It's just funny to be like, this is like the energy's crazy. Like
all the zoos too, probably. Well, the buildup. I mean, shit. People want to fucking hear his story, hear his side. I want to hear his side.
No, me too. That's why I'm here too.
He'll be calling. You just gotta wait for Bubba to get off the phone, you know.
We got Hitman admitted to he lied, signed court documents that were submitted. Why is Joe in jail? Sounds like somebody's pissed at him. I bet he just pissed Carol Baskin off. She knows a lot about the law, man. To be honest,
he probably pissed a couple people off. Honestly, that's the thing was when you're a loud, honest person, like people, you know, like they don't want to fucking. That's the thing it's for me, even me personally, like I have the kind of personality where like I call people out. I'm super blunt and honest and like I have no problem like speaking the truth or like calling people out. And like people don't fucking like that shit. They want you to look, put your head down and fucking do what you're told and just shut the fuck up and go along with it. You know, like shut up, don't fucking say shit. And it's like, no, dude, like I'm going to say shit. And that doesn't really, that ruffles a lot of feathers. And so I think if you piss off the wrong person, then, you know, you don't know like what, like, you know, resources they have, like you could end up in jail. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows how deep it goes. You know what I mean?
Dude. Yeah. People are evil as fuck, man. I couldn't, you know, you piss off the wrong person. Like,
that. Okay. Also another interesting idea that just popped in my head is like, what about his competition? Like he probably had competition with these other crazy, like exotic animal owners that would have a motive for trying to get rid of him or trying to set him up and ruin, tarnishing his name. You know what I mean? Cause it kind of sounded like they were very competitive. All these like exotic animal owners, they're all a little, you know, unstable.
yeah, they're all super charismatic and crazy people. Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's like
all the confessions.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, I can't read. You do it.
me neither. I was just faking it. All the confessions are jokes.tv.net. Definitely go look later, audio and video and stuff. So yeah, after you get done watching this,
yeah. So, right.
Watching the 30-minute stall tactic while we wait for jokes. It's like, I'm hyped though. I mean, I'm hyped though, so I'm like, I get it. So we got like 640 people watching this on Rumble, just on Rumble. So thank you all for watching. Jokes obviously shortly and stuff. It'll be here, dude. It'll be.
His manager was like, "Yeah, he's calling in."
Yeah. She told me a couple options. She said one of them might be like, "What?" She's gonna talk to him here in a second.
Okay.
He is at 10 o'clock my time, which is a minute from now, meeting with him and can call in video and have him call on the phone. If he came on prior to now, but she basically said he'd be calling pretty soon.
Okay, cool.
So She's basically saying that she's trying to get a hold of him sooner, but I think it was a she. I'm assuming it's the same way that they're supposed to. As
well. Yeah.
But whoever was speaking to me from his account basically said that they're trying to get a hold of him at the 10 o'clock slot because there's another video call at 10. She's going to call him then and tell him to call the phone number. And then.
Okay.
So that's how I have him, I think, it seems like. So it should be soon, everybody. Thanks for, like, the information in the comments. And, like, just, I mean, that's awesome. It's about everybody, so I appreciate everybody's time.
Like, yeah.
Stuff too, and like, we should have Joey shortly. I think she's connecting with him, so should work out
any minute now.
Just put down like different countdowns, like explain things.
Oh, yeah, Alan Clover, Jeff Lowell, and the creepy guy who looks like. Oh, God, I can't read. Abest.
You say Abest.
Cringe. This is cringe. I feel like I'm in school again trying to read, and everyone's looking at me like, you good? Yeah. Like,
this is like watching me do math. Like,
I'm like, it's like, I swear I know the English language, but all of a sudden it looks like I'm trying to read Chinese. What the fuck? Like,
yeah. You guys know what it says.
You guys know what it says. Okay, read it yourself. Okay, fuck.
Okay. When you said obese, I was like, holy fuck. Okay. Yeah. Like, I was like,
fucking it, dude. Jesus Christ. I'm great at a lot of other shit, though. I swear.
No, dude. Like I said, if I was trying to do math in front of everybody on a live stream, I'd sound the same way.
Like,
Like, oh fuck. I just, yeah.
Like, were you dropped on your fucking head? I'm like, yeah, probably.
Can't wait. God. Same. Can't okay. wait.
I was literally thinking about this is just totally off topic, but reminded me of being dropped on my head. So when I was in my addiction, like I would fucking just stay up for as long as I could because I wanted to keep getting high. And so there were a couple times I was like on a bender, right? And I'm like smoking meth and fentanyl and shit. And I was up for like 4 days. And the guy I was seeing at the time, he's like, just go to bed. Like, cause I kept like falling asleep, like waking back up and like, must keep partying, right? And like, he was just like, dude, go lay down. Like, what is wrong with you? And I stood up and I fell asleep standing and I literally fell face first onto the fucking ground and bit through my lip. Like my teeth literally bit through my lip and I just woke up with just blood coming out of my face and I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God, bro. That was definitely probably lost some brain cells from that. So, you know.
That's fucking crazy. Like, I feel like the only person that has a crazy story is like Joe Exotic did a lot of meth. I think Joe Exotic did so much meth, he married two dudes. You know? That's how much meth he did. Like, that's the only
way. I feel you, Joe. I feel you, bro. Oh, and then I refused to go to the hospital because I was like, nah, dude, it'll be fine. Like, I should have got stitches, honestly, because like I still have a gnarly ass scar, but it was like this whole area just it was like a fucking I bit through it to the other side. Like, I didn't even know that was possible. And then you know, then the universe is like, you know what, the things you think aren't possible are possible, and then you fucking biff it and fucking eat shit. Literally, it was great. Good times. Good fucking times, bro. Yeah. I was like, you know what? If I get stitches, then maybe because my lip was all like swollen. I'm like, actually, maybe this could be a good look for me. Maybe if I don't get stitches, my lip will be bigger and then I won't have to get like. How fucking delusional is that? What the fuck? Like.
Two straight dudes. That's right. I forgot he married two straight dudes.
Oh my God.
That's a flex, right? That's like a flex, right?
No, that is like some hardcore game right there. I got to be honest. Like, if you can convert two straight dudes to marry you, like, props to you, dude. Fucking props to you. That's like if I convinced a gay guy to marry me, like, twice. Like, the fuck? Like, that's some talent right there, bro. Like,
so, was that two straight marriages, or was that like in one gay marriage? Like, how did that work? How does that work? It was a two-thirds straight marriage. I don't know how to call it.
Two-thirds
straight. The comments are his people are saying in the comments he's going to call soon. They told him on Instagram too, so he should be here soon.
Thank you. Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I can't keep checking the Rumble score if I have a call though. But like, so we got, yeah, 600 people waiting. You guys will have them here soon. Wow.
Game or meth? Probably both. Probably both.
You gotta have game to get people to do meth with you. You know, you can't just like,
that's true too. Not it's everyone's gonna be like, no, let's just do meth. Like,
he starts with the Tigers. Like, hey, you want to see some Tigers? That's where you start. You're like,
if you want to keep seeing the Tigers, you gotta smoke this meth, bro. Hey,
have you seen him on meth? Have you seen?
Have you seen him on meth? That's like the opening line. Like, oh my god. He wasn't born gay. He was sucked into it. Really? Like, literally? He got one blow. He had one dude suck him off, and then that was it. Sucked right into it. Sucked right into it. Oh, my God.
Hey, get a call from...
We got him on the phone.
An inmate at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. To accept this call, press 0. Is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using Global CalLink.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Like,
you're welcome.
Well, how you, what's going on with you, brother?
You what?
What's going on with you, brother? Yeah, I got you, man. What's going on with you, though, brother?
Not too bad. It's prison. You know how it is. Maybe you don't, but it sucks.
Can you put the phone closer to your phone?
Yeah.
That's hard to hear. Yo, so we've been talking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have someone in the chat called named Hanson. They told us that they wanted you to know that they're here.
So you can't hear you. Let me turn the volume up.
Tell them Hanson is in the chat.
She was saying someone named Hanson's in the chat for her, saying hey to you or someone named Hanson.
Okay.
They said they knew you.
So what was it like having the biggest show on Netflix like of all time, probably? Like, I mean, everyone watched that.
You know, a couple things. You know, a lot of people say, thank you. I got you through COVID, lockdown, you know, and all of that. And I just want people to remember that first of all, I'm a real person wrongfully convicted and put in prison by the American justice system. And I'm not just a TV personality or a public figure object, you know? This is really happening to my life in America. And I didn't film for Netflix. Netflix used my footage from my old show that my husband sold to them for $2.6 million.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I didn't get a dime from Netflix. And Netflix I didn't film with Netflix for Tiger King. Yeah, they completely destroyed my life with this fucking show, man. And
oh my god, that's terrible.
My attorney has the evidence now of recorded phone calls of Eric Good with Royal Good Productions, who made Tiger King, paying the witnesses during my trial to keep the story going so he could make a movie.
Whoa.
So fucked up, dude.
That's so dark. Holy shit.
That's why they have all admitted to perjury now.
Yeah, that's what someone was saying, that there's all this evidence that you're innocent.
Yeah, even Carol Baskin posted some videos on her YouTube channel a month ago that we saved that are on my new website called JoeExoticOfficial.com. And Carol herself is in these videos. That she had phone recordings between Alan Glover, the hitman, and one of her people named Ashley Webster, proving that I'm innocent. That Alan is telling this chick how he made it all up and how him and Jeff Lowe belong in prison.
Whoa. That's crazy. Holy shit.
It is crazy that I'm still in fucking prison when the Department of Justice has the evidence that I'm innocent.
Yeah.
Can you appeal that, or like, how does that work and stuff? How, what's the next step? Like, how can people help their wife? I mean, how can people help, man?
Well, you know, I'm on appeal right now, but as corrupt as the system is, who the hell knows what's going to happen? You know, and then it all depends on lawyers, because all I've done so far is make lawyers rich and famous. I haven't gotten any good lawyers.
Yeah.
And you know, the 23rd of this month in Pensacola, Florida, is the first protest of many scheduled in front of the federal courthouse at 9 o'clock in the morning to free Joe Exotic and stop solitary confinement. Because, you know, I spent my first 2 years and 8 months in solitary confinement.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
I'm here to tell you something, man. What we do to people in jail in America ain't got shit on what Russia does, because you can take Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan and Trevor Reed, and you can look at them on television, and they're always in their street clothes, and they're never shackled at their ankles, and they're never shackled with belly chains. And in America, we're shackled up like that in orange jumpsuits, so we look guilty the minute we walk in the courtroom.
Yeah, right. Wow. That's so sad. I'm so sorry you're going through that, Joe. My heart goes out to you. That makes me kind of sick to my stomach, honestly.
It's crazy what is going on in this country, because, you know,
yeah,
man, we got 40,000 people in the federal system on conspiracy charges.
Yeah.
They've even been caught with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do we have to keep these prisons so full of underprivileged people? Because let me tell you, you know, you can scream all the waste bullshit you want to out in the free world, but I'm here to tell you, slavery in America is live and well. Because
I agree.
Brown people that are in here are being slave workers for $5.25 a month. Okay. And it's because they're blackmailed to either plead guilty to something that they didn't do, or if you go to trial, we're going to make sure you spend 30 years in there. Just like
me. Right.
I started with one charge, guys, and when I asked for a trial, they charged me with 20 more charges. I mean,
whoa!
Trump, 20 out of 91 fucking felony indictments? Come on.
Wow. Yeah, so it's like people are being manipulated into just agreeing to something that they didn't even fucking do to hopefully get less of a punishment.
They can't afford lawyers, you know?
Right.
What are they going to do? Right. They're going to spend 5 or 10 years in prison? Or they're going to face 30 years if they go to trial? Yeah, scaring them to death.
Yeah, it really targets a certain demographic, because it's like, if you can't afford to make bail, which is usually outrageously insane, like, you're just kind of fucked. If you can't afford a lawyer, you're fucked. It's like, if you don't make a certain amount of money, like, you're just kind of like in this position where, like you said, you become a slave to like the government, essentially, like, which is so fucked.
You are. I don't know if you know much about the straw man issue, you know. You know anything about the straw man issue?
No.
Okay, you really need to do some research on the straw man, okay?
Okay.
Each government uses your birth certificate and your social security number in order to get these $1 trillion loans, okay? So you are the government's asset.
And right.
Anything that the government puts your name on in all capital letters is called the straw man effect. They're using your name as only an asset, okay? Because they're selling you as an asset. And anytime they use your name with a capital letter and the rest are small letters, they're talking about you as an individual person.
Hmm. So how do they use your... American, what do they use it for?
To what the hell our government is doing to us.
Yeah. Wow. That's so sad.
Hey Joe, how's your health doing right now?
Well, my prostate cancer is still in remission. I just got it checked 3 days ago.
That's good.
And my PSA levels are still remission count. But when I left the federal prison in Fort Worth, Texas, I had went through x-rays, CAT scans, and PET scans, and they're telling me that it's probable that I have cancer in my left lung.
Yeah. Do you think it's from all the stress?
Hey, let me tell you, 2 years and 8 months of living in a 6x12 foot concrete room with no television, no radio, no other human being. I contracted hepatitis A in there. It was so filthy.
Oh my God.
Chairs and put me in the shower so long naked that the skin came off my arms. Those pictures are all over my social media. This is, I will never make it 11 more years if I can't get a fair trial or I can't get the White House to wake the hell up.
And, wow. Oh, God, that's so heavy.
I have an immune disease that I was born with anyway. I get blood every month
because of
my immune system. And I'm trying to fight cancer with no immune system to start with. No,
wow.
I'll never make it 11 years. I'll never make it 11 years.
Damn.
Well, God bless you, man. That's crazy.
Well, how do you think this, there's a new, what's the term, appeal? Or what's happening on the 25th of April?
Again, you know, it's just like I've been drugged down here to Florida for the civil case. I've been here a month, and I've yet to see my lawyers. My criminal lawyers in Dallas, they've already gotten $30,000 up front, and they filed my appeal, apparently, and I have never seen them. They have never mailed me anything. I don't even know if they're filing things on time. It's crazy, man. And this is the way it's been for me for 6 fucking years.
Oh my God.
I've seen the movie, and they gather what little evidence they think they need, and they develop their own scenario.
I never
sit down in front of a lawyer with evidence and said, look, this is what really happened. And can you believe they indicted me, arrested me, and tried me, and sentenced me, and never one time did an FBI agent or a prosecutor even ask me a question to see my side of the story? That's how...
Wow! Is that legal? Is that even legal?
Dude, I don't know. That's what I need y'all to start asking out there, because I could have shot 5 people and a local cop would have at least interviewed me.
Yeah, right. Oh, whoa. So do you think that this is like an inside job, or like what do you think the reason for people, because it seems like people are kind of out to get you. Like, what do you think that there's a reason for that? Or
prisoner. I'm a political prisoner in America. Carol and the federal game warden and Dan Ash, the director of the ACA, and PETA and Wayne Purcelli with the United States all got Jeff Lowe and James Garrison to do this and set me up in order to get my zoo. And see, Jeff did it because he thought he was going to get my zoo. And
right.
Then he turned on him and kicked him off of my zoo. And then they turned on him and they took his zoo away from him. But the minute Tiger King came out and they made Joe look like this crazy bastard that owned Tigers, they nicknamed the Big Cat Safety Act the Tiger King Bill. And they passed it and Biden signed it into law.
Wow. So it was literally also that they could take your tigers and your land, essentially.
Okay, how that happened was they got my brother, Gary, and my niece, Chelsea Putnam, involved because they were jealous my mom and dad were spending all their money on building that zoo instead of giving it to them.
Right.
I had the power of attorney for my mom and dad. Okay, and the minute they all got me arrested, they got the power of attorney away from me. And my mom and
dad
in their house. I took care of them at home. And the minute they arrested me, they got my private attorney away from me. They put mom and dad in separate nursing homes so they could never talk to each other. My aunt, my niece took my mom and dad's house and property, and she signed the zoo over to Carol, Carol got my zoo, my animals, and everything. And today,
yeah, I just read about that she got everything. That's, I thought that was a little suspect, honestly.
That's how Carol got the zoo. My niece signed it over to her if they would just let, if Carol and Howard just let her keep the house and land that my mom's house sat on.
Oh my God. Wow. That is so fucked up. I can't fucking believe this shit.
Part about all this is who really lost in this? My mom and dad were married for 72 years and they had to die apart over greed and jealousy.
Wow. That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
This whole story. My parents died alone.
Aw. Fuck. That's horrible. It's crazy what people do for power and money. Like, it's really shocking how people change, you know?
You're breaking up duet?
I said it's really sad how people do incredibly fucked up shit for power and money. Like, I've seen it in my own family. Like, I recently lost family members over inheritance and money and power and jealousy, and it was devastating to see the true colors of some of my own family members when it came to, you know, a family member over money. They were willing to basically like leave me for dead for money, and I just can't ever understand that.
Oh, hey, my husband Dylan at the time when I met him, he was homeless and covered in syphilis and addicted to Xanax and cocaine. And
yeah,
I cleaned up, and he's the one that signed the contract for Netflix. He sold them my computers and hard drives. He sold all my clothes to a museum in Vegas and ran off with everything.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
I'm here tomorrow. I don't even have any clothes, dude. I have nothing.
That's so fucked up, man. That's sorry to hear all that shit. That's crazy, man.
Is there any way that people can donate money to you or send money your way?
You know they can. But look, I'm not asking for money, and I don't need money because my fans are making sure that I need it here. And that's all I need.
Yeah.
What I need is I need everybody's voice, because if you don't raise up and help me change this system, it's going to happen to you. If it can happen to Trump, and it can happen to me.
Yeah.
165,000 people in federal prison right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have a better chance. You have a better chance of being arrested and put in federal prison than you do winning a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's crazy how corrupt the system really is.
Okay, so what I need, instead of your money, I need you, every post you see Trump and Biden put on social media, put Free Joe Exotic in the comments and tell them.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. I'll fucking do the shit out of that.
And if anybody's within driving distance of Pensacola, Florida next Tuesday on the 23rd, show up, because I'm told that some of the Trump campaign will be there. I'm told that Congressman Matt Gaetz might be there. We need to show these people that the American people that vote are sick of this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a grave injustice. It really is.
If you want to schedule one in your town, get on my social media and send them a message, and we'll help set up a rally in your own town, because this has to stop. We have a rally in July the 31st at the White House.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
Someone in the comments is asking, do you feel betrayed by the Trump admin for not exonerating yourself?
I do. I feel used, because he kept me in the news for a year saying that I was on the pardon list. Sean Hannity said that I was on the pardon list. And he let Mark Meadows talk him out of it.
Damn.
Why do you think he didn't pardon you? What was the reason, you think?
Well, I mean, according to the book that was written, they talked about it on Air Force One. And him and Kayleigh McEnany were talking about pardoning me. And Mark Meadows butted in and said, I don't think we should be pardoning anybody that's involved in murder for hire. But they're going to pardon Lil Wayne and Kodak Black for gun charges and drug charges.
Right, right.
You know, but that was, it was about meeting the black vote. It wasn't about helping anybody that was innocent.
Yeah.
I see that. Someone was saying they saw a news story about you before the show ever came out and thought you were interesting. A lot of people were like, sent a lot of love in the comments saying that you're awesome and charismatic.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long do you have, because I can call you right back for 15 more minutes.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, call us back. Call us back.
Let me hang up and I'll call you right back.
All right, brother.
Okay.
So that's jokes.
Damn, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
That is so incredibly sad. Like, I hope that everyone that's watching right now, like, does actually hear what he's saying, because I think it's important to know, like, this is a real person. That I think sometimes we put, like, celebrities on this pedestal, or we kind of create this, like, not, like, this fictional, like, idea of like, what someone is or like, how they are based on a show we watched. And, like, I think it's really heavy to actually recognize, like, what the fuck he's dealing with and, like, how he's really being, like, treated. Like, I mean, this is super tragic. Like, if he's being set up and like, you know, what he's saying is true, like, it makes me very sad to think that people are just, like, using him to make money, using his fame that he didn't even ask for to make money. Like, that's just
prepaid debit call
fucked up.
This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey. Is there anything else you want to talk about? We have, how many people do we have watching live right now? Anthony?
700 right now, let's say, on Rumble.
So we have 700 people watching live, and normally we get about 60 to 80,000 views per episode. So is there anything else that you want to, like, put out there that you want people to know?
Well, you know, the big thing to help me is get on joeexoticofficial.com, and there's an evidence link there, okay?
Okay.
And all of the videos of Jeff and Lauren and James and Alan confessing to perjury under oath. And then there's phone recordings. Okay, this is the most amazing part, I think. Okay, Jeff and James and Lauren and Alan all turned over their cell phones to John Phillips, my attorney down in Florida, after the feds took their zoo away from them. So they decided they were going to turn on the feds. Okay, and they turned over their cell phones and their hard drives, and they thought they deleted everything. Okay. But they didn't. My attorney was able to recover 460 phone recordings, videos, and photographs off of the backside of their phones. And on that website, on the evidence link, there are some recordings where Jeff and Lauren are recording each other, so that way they can blackmail each other. That's how solid their fucking marriage is.
Wow.
If you listen to the recordings, they admit and they accuse each other of raping girls and sex trafficking and drugging people to have sex with them.
Oh my God. I called that shit. Didn't I just say that earlier? That I thought that guy was a sex trafficker? I literally called that. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Let me just finish this scenario for you. Then there is photographs of fake driver's licenses that James was making in order for them to rent houses out in Las Vegas to sex traffic, okay? And Alan was trying to back up my story, but the feds weren't interested in hearing that. Okay?
Wow.
So, and then we've got evidence and recordings of hundreds of thousands of dollars of bank fraud and credit card fraud. And this is what they were doing at the zoo, guys. This is why me and Jeff didn't get along and why Jeff and James hated me so bad. Because they were luring people to the zoo with baby they would sit in the office all day long on Facebook and Instagram, luring young girls to the zoo with baby
wow.
they would get them to stay the night, and they would drug them with ketamine and cocaine. And then they would videotape them having sex with them, okay, to blackmail them so they would never turn them in. And this was the shit going on at the zoo.
And wow.
June of 2016, I left. I walked away. And I left them my zoo. I gave them my zoo. And I moved to Florida and got a job washing dishes on the beach. And they still, 3 months later, concocted this murder for hire to put me in prison to shut me up.
Wow.
The U.S. attorney that prosecuted me and the federal wildlife agent, Matt Bryant, knew all of this. They had all of the evidence of them drugging girls, raping people, sex trafficking, credit fraud, bank fraud, and they covered it up.
Wow.
But the evidence is out there now. It's on YouTube, on John Phillips' YouTube channel, Tiger Tales, and it's on the evidence link on JoeExoticOfficial.com. And go listen to it. That's what we have to show the White House, and we should demand answers. Why are these people still out there committing these crimes just so you can't bet a baby tiger in America?
Oof. That does not shock me. We were literally just talking about him prior to you coming on. And the one I said was like, honestly, this guy strikes me as a sex trafficker and a pedophile. I literally said that. And so I'm not surprised at all.
Just go listen to their own phone recording. It's disgusting.
Wow. That's
disgusting. You know,
super, wow.
One of the main things that I kept track of and I listened to when Tiger King came out and Jeff Lowe thought he was going to be this big movie star, when they got the ghost hunters to go to the zoo and Jeff started this big story about John Finley and staff killed some animal rights people climbing the fence and they're buried on the back part of that zoo. And they got ghost hunters to go out there, and he just would not let go of that story. If you know Jeff as well as I know Jeff, I swear to God, there's a girl buried at that zoo somewhere that Jeff and Lauren overdosed, and they were praying that ghost hunters would find it and blame it on John and Pat.
So, oh, wow.
But I can't get the feds to wake up. If they would have just subpoenaed their bank records from the Navy Credit Union there in Oklahoma City, if they would have subpoenaed their bank records and tracked who all they flew into Oklahoma City to do this to, and if somebody's missing, they're buried at that zoo. I almost my freedom on it.
That's, I believe it. I fucking believe that. 100%. That's crazy.
Have you ever been able to see Tiger King at all? Like being in prison while this came out? Have you ever seen the film?
Never seen it at all.
Huh. That's crazy to think about. Yeah, I was just thinking when you were talking, I'm like, I don't think you could even watch that. That's crazy.
I don't think I want to watch it. Because it's
pissed
me off.
Yeah.
You know, since I've been at this jail here, you know, I've never been able to use a phone at the feds. And they don't allow me to have face-to-face visits. And we've never even heard of a video visit machine, which they have here. And since I've been here, people from New Zealand, Australia, Brazil, the United Kingdom, all have been video visiting me. And it's amazing how many people around the world know that this is wrong, but we can't get the White House. We can't get the
White House.
Someone is asking, what are some things on the outside that motivate you to wake up and keep fighting every day for your freedom?
They're going to have to kill me to get me to quit fighting. what's happening is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, prison's insane. I don't know how anyone has to deal with that. It's crazy sad, man. Like, to me, I'm sorry to hear about it.
But, you know, my goal is, guys, I'm not going to, when I walk out of here, how I walk out of here, I'm not going to just leave and shut up. I'm going to come back for the other 2 million people in jail in this country to at least make sure that they're treated like human beings while they're in jail, because right now they're not. The guards in the federal prison, they are the ones who sell the meth for $7,000 an ounce to the inmates.
Oh, wow.
They're the ones who sell $100 cell phones for $4,000 to the inmates. Okay.
And wow.
Thinks for 1 minute he's winning the war on drugs, he needs to just forget about it. Because if you can't keep him out of a fenced-in federal prison, you're damn sure not going to keep him out the Mexican border.
Wow. That's wild. That's so wild. It's like, what are they even fighting for? Why are they putting people in jail just to sell them drugs? If they're putting them in jail for selling drugs.
Because the Bush family all makes money off of Unicor and Keefe. Okay? Everything on the commentary is from Keefe. Alright? And Bob Barker makes everything, makes money off of all of the shower shoes, the uniforms, the soap, the toothbrushes. All of that is Bob Barker. Okay? So it's all politically motivated to make money.
Yeah. Wow, that's so sad. That's so tragic.
It's crazy. But if I can ever get Biden or Trump to just listen to me for a minute and meet my team, okay? And everybody knows that Joe used to have a cell phone in prison. I have videos and photos that would just disturb you of how people are living in here with the mold. And the algae and expired food that we're forced to eat, and people around shooting up, and the staff stealing shit. I have it all. And at some point, whether they put me in the hole forever, I'm going to release it.
Yeah, as you should. I'm so proud of you for being so strong. What you're going through would break most people's soul, and it just. It's impressive how strong and motivated you are to continue to be a voice and to speak the truth.
You know what kept me from swinging from the fire up tight foot with a bed sheet is my support system out there with my fans and the people who believe in me. And
yeah.
My team that helped me run all of my social media and set up these appointments. Seth got me through cancer the first time around. And you know, that's what's kept me alive. Honest to God, my fans and Seth.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, you're a very strong individual. We're all going to be praying for you. We'll do a little prayer. I'll have everyone in the chat do a little prayer for you.
From where I sit, you have to wonder if there really is a God.
True.
A lot of people die in here from medical treatment and from suicide and from drug overdose. I've just seen a lot of cool people that really done nothing wrong. You know, no more wrong than Hunter Biden has done.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the Hunter Biden thing. That's a whole other thing, but what the fuck? What the fuck?
If you write a bad check in Oklahoma for $750, you're a felon. And if you get caught hunting with a gun, now you go to federal prison because you now have a gun charge.
Yeah.
Felon. And you're going to spend a minimum of 10 years because it's a 5 or 10 year minimum sentence. Okay, well, Hunter Biden, there's photographs of him smoking crack in crack pipe. And he has gun charge. Why is he not in jail?
Yeah.
He's the president's son. That's probably the only reason.
Yeah, well, you know, that just proves to you that there's a two-tier justice system in this country. One for the rich and one for the poor.
Definitely.
Yeah. 100%. You're absolutely right.
What can we do to change that, man? What are some ideas you got to change that?
Most people know that I'm running for office from prison, okay? It's been done twice in history. Me and a guy in 1920.
Wow.
I have an extremely good informational website, joeexotic2024.com. And
okay.
I have access to the ballot as an unaffiliated candidate, okay? okay?
What happens if you win? Can you get out of jail?
Well, I would never win. We know that. But what I want to do is make them listen to the American people. And, you know,
yeah.
The point in Nevada during the primaries was that none of the above won the primary. That tells you that America is sick of this, right?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about not voting or you're sick of your choices, write in Joe Exotic on November the 5th. And let's
okay.
have a voice. Let's make a statement.
I love that.
Because when I get out of here, however I get out of here, my first goal is to testify in front of Congress.
Mm.
And I want some answers.
Yeah. We have the right to the answers. We have, like,
every black, brown, and poor white person that can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah. Lawyers are expensive as fuck. Fuck.
Hey, I've dropped $500,000 already. And I
ain't oh my God. Fuck.
You know, all it takes is somebody like Kim Kardashian or somebody to just pick up a phone and call Biden and say, look, man, you're letting people like Victor Boot out of prison for Brittany Griner in Russia. And you're trading $6 billion for prisoners that aren't even really Americans, okay? And you're not doing anything for anyone wrongfully convicted in America. So why don't you start what you promised and let's do some prison and justice reform and let some of these people out. It would take her 10 minutes. Do you realize she has three times as many fans and followers as the president does to win to be the leader of the strongest country in the world?
Wow, that's crazy. Holy shit.
You look at her Instagram, how many fans and followers she has, and you look at Biden's and look how many he has. and that's what it's gonna take in this country is for the celebrity and the influencers to stand up and say, look, you know, we're gonna call for a no vote. Or we're going to call for a ride in Joey Garrick this year if you don't pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
You think your court case would have went differently if it happened after Tiger King came out?
As far as me getting arrested or something?
Yeah, do you think the court case would have went differently like if it all happened after this blew up on Netflix and stuff?
You know, the whole Tiger King and those recordings that I told you to listen to about the producers paying the witnesses.
Yeah, on your website.
I don't think it would have been different because Netflix and Eric Good had an agenda.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Would it have been different if I would have been allowed to post bond and build my own case with private lawyers instead of using public defenders because I was in solitary confinement the whole time? Absolutely.
That's crazy.
They knew that. That's why they refused me bond, and that's why I was kept in solitary confinement away from a phone or talking to anybody.
Why were you put in solitary confinement?
To keep from being able to help build my case.
Huh. Wow. So they didn't even give you, like, an actual reason? Like, they were just like, no, you have to go here? Like,
No, they don't have to give you a reason. If you knock on the door too many times wanting an answer, they call that self-harm, and they strip you naked and put you in a suicide watch.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to me with bloody wrist was because a guard during after court got me in the change-out closet and tried to make me give him a blowjob.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
A lawyer to file a lawsuit? Absolutely not, because they all want money first.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and if you really want to verify anything that I'm saying, Google Justin Tao, T-H-A-O, Oklahoma City News 9. And he was in the exact same jail, in the exact same shower, and he went through the exact same abuse, and he hung himself. 21-year-old, they forced
to hang him. Ooh, that's so dark. Wow, that's
pretty crazy.
That's just tragic.
America dies.
Yeah, for real. Damn, dude. Well, I'm glad you're with us.
And go, but I appreciate you giving me a voice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Think around, that's the best way you can help me.
You have 1 minute remaining.
You got it, Ken, where you can.
All right. God bless you, Joe.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Come on, everyone, like, I appreciate you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you for using Global Telly.
Goddamn.
That's crazy. We got 1,000 people watching on Rumble right now. So shout out to all you guys. That was heavy. That was like way heavier than I thought. I think I was in like the American culture thing in the beginning, just being like, hey man, let's talk to the Tiger King, you know? And then like that was dark as fuck, and like I feel so bad for that man. That is insane. Like,
yeah.
So I mean, pull up that evidence like, again. Tragic. Like check. That's what was most important.
Yeah.
It seemed like, so check that out. He's basically got. He's saying he has evidence that he shouldn't be in prison. Basically, so I mean, I would
definitely
hear
him,
you know.
Everyone here just takes a minute to like pray for him. And send him good energy. Like, you know, energy is really powerful, and you know, if you know anything about evil eye, which is basically like if someone thinks negatively about you, like you are sending them psychically negative energy, which can give them bad luck, which could give them health issues. So if we could all collectively send him positive, loving, healing energy, like I think that could be super powerful, because I'm definitely going to do that. And I pray to God and to his angels and that my angels protect him and rule in his favor, because it sounds like he's going through a lot of shit that he doesn't deserve. And so are a lot of people that are locked up for the wrong reasons or falsely locked up. And I think he really does bring a voice to the grave injustice that our correctional facilities really are, you know. Like we were talking about this before, it's like you go in and you get so incredibly traumatized that it doesn't really correct any behavior. Like it doesn't really like fix anything. If anything, it perpetuates the issue. And at the end of the day, I think we all kind of are smart enough to recognize that these facilities aren't there to correct us. They're there for slavery, like he said. And They're making money off of these people. These people have no way of like getting what they need unless they buy it from them. Like, and then they have to do free labor. I mean, it's super backwards, and it's really tragic, honestly. And my heart goes out to him because he seems like a genuinely decent human being that I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yes, everything you just said, yeah. I was not expecting like it to be so crazy. I didn't think about it. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, I watched that show, you know, and then like I didn't realize, man, it's just like, man, that was like kind of eye opening to in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
he seems like a good guy in a terrible situation, and like that's just, I mean, that was just, that took a way darker turn than I thought. It was gonna be like American culture, you know. So it's like, oh, let's talk about American culture for a second. We got this guy, we got this song and dance man, you know. And like, it was just like this, and he's just like, immediately was just like, I'm a person, bro. And I'm just like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, reality. And then like, I can't believe he's like up against that, man. It's like, I can't believe it exists, dude. Like, they're like,
yeah. Well, the fact there's so much evidence proving him innocent, and yet he's still. And it's crazy, the thing about what was the guy's name? Something Wells? No. Who's the guy who he said was like a sex trafficker?
Jeff Wells?
Jeff Wells, yeah, okay. So it's crazy because like I literally called that, like, and it's like I don't know. The thing is, like, being in the adult industry, like, there's not really predators, but like, there's a certain type of person. Like, you just pick up an energy from them. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the sleazeball energy of like, yeah, look at what I have, and like enticing people with something. And like, I definitely picked up a really strong energy from that Jeff guy that he was just like, I don't know why. I was just picking up pedophile and sex trafficker. So when he said that, I was shocked that I was like, that my intuition was right about that. And that, that someone like him is walking free right now. When there's evidence against him for being a fucking monster, like literally. And it kind of makes me sick to my stomach to think that someone like him is going, walking around free, and that Joe is suffering and going through torturous traumatic experiences on a daily basis. Like that to me is like the definition of hell. Like, I don't think that hell is a physical place. I think it's a state of mind in this physical dimension, and you can either be in bliss or you could be in literal hell. And I think, unfortunately, that's what he's experiencing. And like, it just blows my mind. Like, I think even what we were saying before too, about like, there's gotta be people that want him, that set him up for a reason. Like, there's gotta be a motive, right? And like him being taken out as the competition, and also getting his tigers, getting his land, selling his fucking videos. Like, all these people were like using and taking advantage of him. And that makes me so sad, because I can kind of relate to him in a way, because I feel like I've gone up against a lot of that kind of energy my whole life. It, sometimes you just have this loud, boisterous, like charismatic energy, and people see your light and they hate you for it, and they want to take from you, and they take your generosity and your kindness for weakness, and they use you. And that's happened to me so many times. And so my heart goes out to him, because it makes me so sad that someone so giving and like honorable was basically stabbed in the back by all of his closest friends and family. Like, that's terrible. Like, yeah, that really is so sad.
That was so dark. I was just expecting a way lighter story, man. That was so crazy. I was just like, man, like, poor guy, dude. Like, I don't even know where to stand. He's got some good fans behind him and stuff. These people seem to love him in the comments and stuff. Like,
yeah.
He's got a good base.
You guys definitely go to his website, check out his evidence, post about it, share in your social media, try to share on any posts that are political. Like, I really think that, like, you know, what stood out to me from what he said was that he doesn't want money. He just wants people to voice and get this information out there and kind of like enlighten other people about the truth, and not just his situation, but just the correctional facilities in general. Like, these people being locked up for conspiracies and shit that there's not even evidence against these people. I mean, the whole system is fucked. Like, I think we're well aware of that, but like, having someone that's on the inside really like kind of shine some light on the corruption is really eye-opening. And it's super sad, but if we don't talk about it and we don't put it out there, no one's gonna know. You know what I mean? Like, if we didn't have him on here and he didn't tell us his story to thousands of people that are listening, we wouldn't have known. So it's like, we gotta honor him by spreading his message and his story, and fighting for his freedom, because, I mean, fuck, dude, I think he deserves that.
No, I agree. And like, no, it's just it's a crazy thing. Like, this comment's asking how many porns you have to be a porn star. Basically, they're like, you make one skin flick and you're a porn star. How many you have to be a porn? That's a good question. I don't know. That's weirdly said.
I don't know. That's a great question. I would say at least 10.
At least 10.
Well, you have a following on Pornhub, or fucking, you know, people recognize your name, or you get an AVN nomination or AVN award.
Well, there we go. We saw a rude way to ask, but great question.
It's funny because like, people who ask me these rude questions and shit, it's like, I'm like, oh yeah, no wonder you watch porn, because you don't know how to talk to a woman, and that's why you don't get laid. This makes sense. Like, got it, bro. Like,
yeah, you can see that. That's right. Yeah, like, good question, rudely put. But no, that was Yeah, thank you all for the comments stuff and the questions stuff and the information. And when is the one on the left going to do porn?
He doesn't even, they don't even talk to you like you're a person. They just said the one on the left.
I know,
like,
they don't even know my name.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you're just an object for their entertainment. Like, the fuck? People are retarded.
great question. I don't know. I'm not against it. I just wouldn't do it. It's not my thing. I'm like more of a talker, you know. I'm ugly, so I talk, you know. That's why I'm like,
yeah.
That's what us. They call it my industry the ugly people. We just interview famous people from prison. That's what we do when we're ugly.
We should interview more people from prison, dude.
That freaked me out, to be honest. That was crazy. Like that was kind of fucked up. Like, I felt so bad for that dude. I'm like, God bless him, man.
Yeah, that was heavy.
Yeah, that was.
That was really heavy.
Yeah, that event in Pensacola, obviously. Go check that out. If you're in
that area. Go to the Free Joe Exotic on April 23rd, 9 a.m. at the Palafox on Palafox Street in Florida. It Pensacola. Still can't read. Pensacola, to stop solitary confinement, stop wrongful convictions, and to free Joe Exotic. So anybody who's listening, if you're in Florida, definitely go support Joe. If you give a fuck about anyone else but yourself, that'd be cool, you know. Well, we can wrap this up if you want.
Yeah. No, I'm down with that. That was, well said. Great questions.
That was
super dark, and I appreciate everybody watching this on, like, what is this, a Wednesday? So, I mean, I don't know if people watch right now. So you just we go live on Rumble most weekdays, whenever, and like at 1,000 people watch right now. So if you're watching the Rumble, we're back tomorrow. I forgot what episode tomorrow. Let me look it up. Actually, that's probably important to tell like 1,000 people are here with tomorrow. Like, so, try to think. You feel like more obligated when people actually watch the show. You're like, oh fuck, people watch. It's gotta be. More obligated. I have a former vice president or a guy who ran for vice president for like a. Judge Jim Gray is a libertarian, so we're talking about that's next tomorrow. Joe Exotic ran for libertarian as governor of Oklahoma, I believe. So he seemed like a libertarian as well. He did call himself a political prisoner, like Thomas. Yeah, we get the fuck out of here.
Political. He is a political prisoner. Yeah, he didn't really say which party he was really representing. I think he it sounds like he's against both parties, frankly.
He ran third party as a libertarian. Like I don't know if this was years ago. I don't know if he still has the same beliefs or not, but he ran as a libertarian, and the guy tomorrow was a vice president nominee. So I don't think like libertarians haven't won yet, but he's on there. So that's interesting. We got I got a bunch of like crazy episodes coming up too, like near death experiences, like afterlife shit, like a bunch of I'm hyped about that. I was super hyped about Joe Exotic, and like we got some like other crazy episodes coming. This format's better, almost taking callers and stuff. It's almost better. What we did tonight was almost better. I think it was just like I would just ask really good questions people had, informed, and they kind of just like take callers almost. It's almost better than having somebody on the whole time, you know. That was actually decent. Like I think like just like having him call in and then like wrap it up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like having him call in and then like talking before and after, you mean?
Yeah, I think that went well. It's the first time.
Yeah. No, it did, because we could kind of like decompress like what we just talked about. Just preface what you know what we were expecting. Yeah, I kind of dig that.
That was cool. Well, yeah, in Missouri we say bye 7 times. That's how we do it. But I appreciate everybody watching this. I appreciate Nikki killing it as always. Great questions. I appreciate Joe making time in prison to call us. That is crazy. Like,
super grateful for him for calling in and for whoever set this up. Thank you so much for considering having us host him on our show. That's fucking amazing just in itself. Like,
absolute honor. I appreciate you guys, Joe Exotic people and stuff, and fans in the comments with some great information.
Send him letters, guys. He's probably lonely. I mean, I'm sure he gets lots of fan letters, but, you know, more couldn't hurt. It sounds like his fans are the only thing keeping him going. So, you know what I mean? Like a heartfelt letter or like, you know, whatever it is that you could send his way, even if it's just positive energy, I think, you know, could go a long way for someone who's, you know, I mean, it sounds like Those are the only things keeping him from killing himself. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, a good support system will do that, man. It's crazy.
Like, yeah.
God bless Joe Exotic, and everybody pray for him good night. I'm gonna go get some sleep.
Same.
It's like it's 11 o'clock my time, and I'm an old man. I'm gonna go sleep. I appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Bye, guys. Mwah.